It's 8:52, Brock Hunter. Of course, we are running behind, but I got to give a quick shout out before we get to dumb vocabulary. Our buddy Blake stopped by. He messaged me the other day and said, "Hey, I got something for you guys." And I said, "Okay, is it a severed head? Because I'll be very upset if it's a severed head." He said, "No, not a severed head."
Be careful.
So Blake was out at deer camp.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? He was out at deer camp, and he found this little trinket at some mom and pop place. And he sent me a photo. I remember this. And he's like, "Hey, does this remind you of anyone?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, it's Hunter." So basically, it's a skeleton.
Oh, come on.
It's a skeleton on a turlet, okay? And so Blake took it one step further. So he just dropped it off, and he even drew a little chin strap beard on the skeleton.
Damn good-looking skeleton, I'll tell you that much.
I'm pretty sure the beard on this skeleton is actually fuller than yours, Hunter.
Probably is.
And you know, the legs are the exact size, arms the same width. And then he put even more on there. Hunter Spumoni was here. He put, "Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show," pointing down into the bowl. DJ Chinstrap, and then he even got pumped that septic.
DJ Chinstrap.
He even got pumped that septic on the back. I mean, it's perfect. I got it. It's on the board. I love it. This is great.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Blake, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I know it's out of love. I know it's out of love.
It's like having you here in the studio now, Hunter. It's like I get to see you now every single day. So
it's a skeleton with a chin strap. Now you need is a couple pepperonis for nips.
Right on those nips.
Nibbling a rib, dude.
He is wearing a shirt. He is wearing and even better, it's a wife beater. So, I mean, it's you, Hunter.
That's perfect.
It is you. Like, I mean, it's like it was custom made. So, yes, Hunter Spumoni is now in the studio. Thanks to Blake. We appreciate it, buddy.
Well, thank you, Blake. I appreciate it.
You're staring
at me. Creativity.
Staring at me while you're Spumonian, man. That's terrible. All right. So that will be there, and I will look at it lovingly each day. We got to do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Cannabis. Mm-hmm. Cannabis.
Weed, man.
The weed? The good weed, man? Your dumb vocabulary for today. Why don't we do... You're not very good at my acronyms, but...
Yeah, acronyms. They're tough.
Let's do BDNB.
BDM?
N, as in Nancy. N. BDNB. So, should I give you the example so maybe you can kind of put it together?
Just give me the first word.
Back.
Back. Duh. Back.
Let me help you. I'll give you an example. Example. I didn't have a condom, so I had to BDNB last night with Amy.
Back. Duh. I have no idea. I'm terrible at acronyms.
Backdoor no babies. That's what it is.
How was I supposed to get that?
You know, you got to think outside the box. Literally and figuratively.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes, fellas, look, you're not ready to be a dad. You got to BDNB that, man. You got to. Backdoor no babies.
When I ask.
Yeah, of course. You always got to ask. And you know what? If a chick comes up right away, she's like, "Hey, you can BDNB me anytime." I'm like, "Okay, you're not coming to my family Christmas. You're not coming to my family Christmas, but I am going to take you up on that offer. I am going to take you up on that offer." So, just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind.
Right. You and your damn acronyms. I'm never going to get one.
No, you never. The one day you will. I'm going to be really impressed. All right. So there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary. Backdoor, no babies. We'll be back. More